Yet another plan has been proposed for the site of Jacksonville's old courthouse and city hall. Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton is here with the latest on the Bay Street properties. That's this week's business brief. David, this new proposal is called Riverwalk Place. Who's proposing it and what do they want to build?
Yeah, another curveball here. It seems like every time we speak, there's a new plan for this property. This is Rimrock Devlin DiBartolo Group. This is the same group that is actually partnering with Shad Khan's Iguana Investments Florida, who a couple of weeks ago showed us these beautiful pictures of a new convention center right next door to WJCT at Metro Park.
What exactly is this latest plan calling for?
This is about 350 residential units in a five-story apartment building. There would be a nine-story limited service hotel, parking garage, and what looks to be like a food hall, a big 10,000 square foot space right along the St. Johns River for restaurant space. Also, let's remember that the city of Jacksonville is in the process of tearing down that Coastline Drive parking lot that collapsed in 2015. That's going to be done, I think, by the time anything really gets started with this in 2019.
That's right. The same group is proposing these developments for Metro Park and the Bay Street properties a couple of blocks to the west over there next to Berkman and the Hyatt. Can they build both?
Well, the idea is we have to have a convention center somewhere. And it's either going to go on that property or it's going to go to the property here. What this group is basically saying is, hey, we'll handle the convention center down here, but we've got a replacement plan for that property, which the Downtown Investment Authority originally considered for their convention center. And on August 1st, they accepted bids from companies who want to develop that particular property along Bay Street into a convention center.
And now they have this apartment food hall thing on top of it.
No pun intended, but they've got a lot on their plate right now. They've got three bids for a convention center. Mm-hmm. They've got a convention center bid for the Metro Park property, and now they have a completely separate option for this mixed-use project. So right now, the Downtown Investment Authority is going to score the bids that were submitted for the convention center. And then at a meeting, I believe probably in September or October, they're going to look at all of these things and say, okay, what is the best path forward? We've mentioned before on this segment that a convention center in Metropolitan Park is not going to happen for at least a few years. I think 2021 was the date. So the city is not going to allow that property along Bay Street to sit vacant. They're tearing those structures down in the next couple of months. The fences are up if you're down Bay Street. You can see workers there. So they want some form of development. They don't want to see that property vacant for years.
So it just remains to be seen whether the convention center is going to be in Met Park or down the street. We don't know.
No, and you know, there are pros and cons for both. You know, the idea that you bring a convention center to the sports complex coupled with what is planned for the parking lots next to TIAA Bank Field. And then there's also the pro of having a convention center right in your urban core. It's very walkable for a lot of the businesses up and down Bay Street and for the hotel goers.
A rendering of the latest plan for the Bay Street properties is at WJCT.org. Thanks to the Jacksonville Daily Record. That's Daily Record reporter David Cotton. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.